There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tag not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Doctor's log, Hell Date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room, and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission, and it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Downtown Evanston. Visit downtownevanston.org to support Evanston businesses.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And this, probably the last play of the game. They're getting ready to carry Dick. Dick doesn't want to go yet. He says, wait till I see that final second. Who's going to argue with Barry? He wins most of those. Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans. 6-10, the final.
NFL.com with the NBC highlight of the Bears' Super Bowl win, which was officially on the watch of Michael McCaskey as the top Bears executive. Michael McCaskey passed away at age 76. And here to talk about that and more is Dan Pompey of The Athletic and WSCR. The Hall of Fame football writer is on Twitter at Dan Pompey. He's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. Good to be with you this morning.
Well, thanks for being here. When you found out that Michael McCaskey passed away, what's the first thing you think of when you remember his stewardship of this franchise?
Well, you know how it is. When you know somebody and they die, oftentimes your memories are personal. And I think that's kind of what I thought of, is just, you know, my interactions with him, which were many throughout the years. You know, he was never a guy who wanted to be quoted a lot or wanted to be kind of front and center in terms of what the team was doing. But he was a guy who was often friendly and approachable and, you know, would like to talk about things. And we used to have conversations about all sorts of things that sometimes had nothing to do with football. He would stop by. I mean, you were around in those days, too. Around Hallis Hall, you know, he used to stop by in the press room, at times when there were kind of off hours, when there weren't a lot of people around, and sometimes even pull up a chair and just chat a little bit about nothing in particular. I have those kinds of memories. And then you have the memories, too, of course, of him celebrating in 1985, and then what happened afterwards, kind of how that team got just kind of pulled apart by different forces, and there was really not a lot he could do. I didn't think about that, but then eventually the firing of Mike Ditka, which was kind of an ugly situation, hiring of Dave Wannstedt, and of course the Dave McGinnis situation, and what happened from there. And I think, you know, kind of the last thing that he did in terms of the actual football team itself that really left an impression was he was chairman of the board at that time, and Ted Phillips was president, with the hiring of Jerry Angelo and then Lovie Smith, which kind of put the team back on a respectable road in the 2000s.
I'm interested, too, in how some of these lines were drawn with the public and his reputation, especially from what we've just experienced in watching The Last Dance and seeing what happened with the Bulls. The moment that you had to sort of pick sides between Jordan and Krause's fate publicly was in large part sealed. That the moment you knew that he nicknamed him Crumbs and he didn't have respect for him and he wasn't one of the guys, that was over at that point publicly, no matter what happened. And I don't think it's exactly congruent, Dan, but I do think that when you still had someone as iconic for your brand as Mike Ditka, with the mustache and the cigar and the blue blockers and the sweater, for the moment you knew that McCaskey, because he was more of a blue blood academic, and even though he was a college football player, he wasn't Ditka. And when you felt some of that, and when you felt a little bit of the tension there, and you just saw how different they were and how different they sounded, I just don't think he was ever able to rise above not being Ditka. It was just Ditka was such a force of nature at the time that there was no way that Michael McCaskey could compete with that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think what is easy to lose, though, in that narrative is that, you know, Ditka needed a boss. He needed someone to be in charge of the organization and ride herd over him. Now, did he need someone to fire Jerry Vannesi and do some of the things that Michael did? You know, that's debatable, certainly. But I think, to me, Michael, as you said, had football in his blood. He's the grandson of George Halas. But he probably never really belonged in that position. I mean, to me, he was probably cut out to be a college professor or something like that. I mean, he always seemed a little out of place in the football world. And I think, you know, that was a little bit of a struggle for him. And certainly, the time that he came in, I think, made it even more difficult because he inherited this incredible team. And, his first order of duty basically was, hey, don't screw this up, you know, because things are going really well. And then I think after the pinnacle in 1985 or January 1986, there was almost nothing anyone could do but screw it up, because things were going to come apart because of factors beyond anyone's control. And oftentimes that happens when you have success. But I think, you know, you had from the first week after the Super Bowl, you've got Buddy Ryan leaving, that, you know, the architect of this great defense and in many ways the heart of the defense. And then, you know, certainly everyone wanting more, thinking they were responsible for what happened and the petty jealousies and, you know, players starting to get injured and old. And, you know, hey, all that being said, I'm still of the belief that I think the Bears could have won multiple Super Bowls had their quarterback stayed healthy. And maybe then we'd have a completely different perspective on Michael McCaskey's legacy as the president of the Bears.
It's interesting that you put it the way you did about how he didn't quite fit in that way that some of these other owners who are much more of loudmouth, swaggering tycoons who, you know, I built my business and now I'm going to get into football kind of thing, where this he was a teacher. He was a professor and much more of an academic. Are the Bears in some way still paying the price for the way he didn't fit in? And why I ask that is because every time there is a search for an executive, they shouldn't have to hire Ernie Accorsi. They shouldn't have to spend money for a search firm to find this guy or that guy, because but they seem to have, they lack the institutional sort of football relationships around the league, because he's not, you know, holding a tumbler of bourbon and slapping some other red-faced owner on the back, and wasn't, and the Bears never have been. Has that ever in some way set them back, because they didn't have that same kind of presence to build owner-to-owner relationships?
Well, you know, I think George McCaskey certainly is pretty plugged in on the league level. I mean, he has, I think, strong relationships throughout the league. And, you know, I think sometimes maybe that's a little bit of a misconception that, you know, he doesn't really know what's going on, and he probably feeds into it, you know, that you know, he just oversees and he doesn't really have as much hands-on experience as maybe other owners do. But I think he's a guy who understands the game, and, you know, like Michael, he's been around the game his whole life. Unlike Michael, he kind of came up through the grassroots in the organization. He was the ticket manager for many, many years, and you know, he always has been a part of the NFL. His son works in the league office, and you know, I think he's pretty entrenched in that regard. And, you know, when they go out, when they've gone out and hired consultants, I think sometimes that has been a little misinterpreted too, because getting someone's opinion or advice doesn't mean you're turning over the reins to that person. And I think there's a lot of different people in different businesses who use similar strategies when they're making big decisions. They want to know what other people think, and that's not always a bad thing to me.
What was Michael McCaskey's influence in expanding what we know, the charitable arm of Bears Care became bigger and more active on his watch? Was that in large part his effort?
Well, he was a big part of it. I think he was the overseer of it, you know, and he obviously hired people and set an infrastructure in place for that organization to become what it's become. You know, there was a long time when the Bears gave a lot of their, or almost all of their charitable money to the Brian Piccolo Foundation. And at some point, you know, they said, well, look, the Piccolo Foundation did great work and made great strides in curing or finding ways to, probably not curing is not the right word, but finding ways to reduce the impact of the cancer that killed Brian Piccolo. And at some point they said, well, maybe we need to branch out into other charities. And hence the idea of Bears Care was formed, and it now has, it still contributes to the Piccolo Foundation. And it also has raised, I believe, more than $20 million. I don't have the exact numbers off the top of my head through the years. So, you know, if he did nothing else in life, I think that's a great legacy and something that he should always be credited for and remembered for.
Remembering Michael McCaskey with Dan Pompey, who was working his way up to the level of Bears historian at this point, an NFL historian, already with his spot in the Hall of Fame himself well secured. While we're talking about it, what do you think is the future of McCaskey ownership? Because we always hear, and we've heard for years, about so many people in the family saying, look, this is it's great that this is the family business, but until it's sold, it's all just equity. It's all just theoretical asset value. I don't know if they're borrowing against it or what it means, but they don't have another family business that's throwing off tons of cash. You know, they don't own Home Depot. They don't have other businesses. It truly is a family business. And you hear that there are some people like, you know, maybe it's time to get out of the football business and cash this thing out finally. We've heard it forever. Are you still hearing that?
Well, I think it's perfectly reasonable to think that when Virginia McCaskey passes away, there will be differences of opinions among the survivors in terms of what should happen with the organization, because, you know, it's a big family. There were 11 children, 9 of whom are still alive, and now there are many, many grandchildren, great-grandchildren who have a vested interest in this. And, you know, many of them don't get a whole lot out of being one of the owners of the Chicago Bears, other than, you know, some tickets and to say the fact that they are the owners of the Bears. So, you know, if you could have $100 million, say, instead of being the owner of the Bears, which would you rather do? And I think I would expect for there to be differences of opinions, and I think there probably will be. However, we have heard repeatedly from Virginia McCaskey herself and George McCaskey and others in the McCaskey family that they have a plan in place that will keep the organization in the family. And, you know, I think they have, that means, what that mostly means is they have done everything they need to do from an estate planning standpoint so that they won't be crushed by the taxes and they will be able to keep it in house. And now it's just a matter of executing the plan and making sure that at the point when the plan comes into place, everyone is thinking the same way as they were when the plan was originally drawn up.
Outstanding stuff, Dan. Really appreciate you taking the time and lending the perspective today.
Okay, thanks for having me, Dan. Have a good day.
You too. Good health. That is Dan Pompey of The Athletic and The Score. From Bears to Bulls, our friend Casey Johnson is going to join us next. He was talking with Jerry Reinsdorf, and we'll get some thoughts from the team in the wake of The Last Dance and what some of the reactions are as people are seeing how this was all portrayed. We'll fast forward to right now with him next on The Score.
Hey, it's Mike Mulligan.
And David Haw.
We know a lot of you are not in your cars for the daily commute.
That means no car radio, but hey, no problem. Listen to us at home, on your radio, your mobile device through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score.
And continue to count on us for the best in Chicago sports talk. We're live, local, and we're keeping Chicago connected.
Mulligan Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago's number one sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. The Rooney Rule needs change, but not in the form of rewarding higher draft placement. As Tony Dungy and others have said, coaching hires don't want to feel like they got the job because the team slid up 10 spots in the third round. Instead, mandating more minority applicants, African-American, Latino, and female, they need to get in those doors. And here's a novel concept. Enforce it. How many times have we seen teams and GMs ignore the Rooney Rule altogether or just give it a pat on the head? Coaches get hired all of the time, but there's no outsiders brought in to interview. High-profile ex-coaches scooped up, and then teams act like they're considering other minority candidates. Look, if you enforce it, that could be a good start here, guys. This is Damon Amendolara.
Hi.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here. You know, for a couple years now, I've been talking about my friends at Aloha Restoration. But man, this rain does not stop. The storms rolling through more this weekend, and they've been hitting all over the Chicago area. I want to mention Aloha Restoration's parent company. It's called Aloha Construction. And right now, Aloha Construction is providing free property inspections so they can check out your roof, your siding, and your gutters for storm damage. And they do it while practicing a contact-free process, entirely contact-free. Call Aloha Construction at 847-540-7711 or visit AlohaBuilds.com. Aloha Construction. We rain when it storms.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Each of us has a purpose. We are destined to do something meaningful, not only to support our loved ones, but to positively impact our communities throughout the country. What do you think a private Christian education looks like? Grand Canyon University offers over 175 high-quality online programs across 9 colleges. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Let me play you. This is Jerry Reinsdorf saying why he had to break the team up.
Reinsdorf?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this. I've never understood. We've never had any dialogue about why. I've made my own assumptions why.
Now, after the sixth championship, things were beyond our control.
Because it would have been suicidal at that point in their careers to bring back Pippen, Steve Kerr, Rodman, Ron Harper. Their market value individually was going to be too high. They weren't going to be worth the money they were going to get in the market.
So when we realized that we were going to have to go into a rebuild, I went to Phil and said, offered him the opportunity to come back the next year. But he said, I don't want to go through a rebuild. I don't want to coach a bad team. You know, that was the end. It just came to an end on its own. You know, had Michael been healthy and wanted to come back, I don't doubt that Kraus could have rebuilt another championship team in a couple of years. But yeah, it wasn't going to happen instantly.
In 98, Kraus already said at the beginning of the season, Phil can go 82-0. And he was never going to be the coach. So when Phil said it was the last dance, it was the last dance. We knew they weren't going to keep the team. Now, they could have nixed all of it at the beginning of 98. Why say that statement at the beginning of 98? If you ask all the guys who won in 98, Steve Kerr, Jud Bushler, blah, 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 we give you 1 year contract to try for 7. You think they would have signed? Yes, they would have signed. Would I sign for 1 year? Yes, I would have signed for 1 year. I've been signing 1 year contracts up to that. With Phil done it? Yes. Now, Pip, you would have to do some convincing, but if Phil was going to be there, if Dennis was going to be there, if MJ was going to be there to win our 7th, Pip is not going to miss on out on that.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think Scottie Pippen was going to take an under-market contract to fit under the cap after what he had been through, just finally getting out of that 7-year deal that made him miserable. But I don't know. Casey Johnson of BC Sports Chicago has been talking with Jerry Reinsdorf over the last couple days, getting his reaction to what we've been seeing. He is on Twitter at KC A Hoop, and he's with us on the Albemarle Ford Hotline, Albemarle Ford in Melrose Park. KC, how are you, man?
I am well. Happy anniversary, Dan. That's quite an accomplishment.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's a quarter century is a long damn time, as of
May
19th, 1995. So, yeah, thank
you. I'm serious, man. I was at the Trib for 29 years. When I left, that you know, had some emotional resonance with me. That's quite an accomplishment. You should be very proud, man.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's just survival is a skill, I guess, apparently. But when you talk to Jerry, do you get the sense that as much as the Bulls were tweeting about The Last Dance, I was hearing rumblings that there were some people in the organization that were displeased as to the light in which the Bulls are being depicted. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing from a lot of people that the show, the weird thing about it, as you know, is it's like we're relitigating stuff that happened almost a quarter century ago, talking about your anniversary. It's like, mm-hmm. We did all this already. We reported all this already. Players went over all this already. It's like opening up old wounds and jealousies. And I think a lot of people that had the right perspective enjoyed it for what it's worth. But I think some people got their feathers ruffled and just were kind of, you know, I don't know if annoyed's the right word, but yeah, it was unsettling for some people, both, you know, within the current organization, and I'm talking about former players as well. So it was an odd dynamic throughout the 5 weeks. I'll say that.
And when it comes to this, the mythical idea of a seventh championship, I remember at the time, and many times thereafter, one of my dear friends, with whom you are also friendly, was at the time a capologist of that particular CBA, which is very different than this CBA. And he has sat me down with sheets of paper in front of me and names and salary numbers. And he's like, here, show me how you make this puzzle fit together, and then we can start talking about a possible seventh championship. And it couldn't happen. And Jerry did sort of a casual job of explaining it there, and he uses a word suicidal, which is, again, you know, sort of a loaded word in that regard. But when somebody actually does the dollars for you, it shows you how difficult, how nearly impossible it would have been, let alone Pippen being healthy, Rodman still being good, Jordan not cutting his finger, there not being a labor stoppage, you know, everything else that was going on, just the dollars and cents pursuant to that cap would have been impossible.
Right, and that's kind of the Bulls' stance, and also elucidated in the words that I used from Jerry Krause's excerpt at NBCSportsChicago.com. He talked about the financial implications with the final piece that I posted on Sunday from his unpublished memoir. But yeah, and you know, I've got that question a lot, Dan, and I'm sure you have too. Like, could the Bulls have won a seventh if they ran it back? And I can never get, let's not even get to the cap aspect of it too. I can never get past the hypothetical because, as you know, Phil was done, man. And so there's the first domino. You just can't get past that. And this is, to me, as basic of the difference as there is. You know this as well as anybody. Summer of 97, Krause and Todd Musburger had a horrifically contentious negotiation. Jerry Reinsdorf flies out to Montana, negotiates with Phil directly, saves the day. Boom. Phil's back for one more one-year deal. 98, you can say PR stunt or not. You can say disingenuous or not. Jerry Reinsdorf offered Phil the chance to come back. I don't know if they talked actual numbers or negotiations. I don't think they did. I do know that he offered him the chance to come back. Phil said no. Phil was done. Now you can now start parsing that. Like, whose fault is it that Phil was done? You know, his relationship with Jerry had obviously jumped the shark, whatever. You can debate that all day long, but I just can never get past that first domino. So if Phil is gone, Michael says he won't play for another coach, which, by the way, he ended up doing when he played for Doug Collins in Washington, but that's another point. You know, it's like you just can't get past the Phil. I personally can never get past the Phil domino. You covered that as well, as closely as anybody. We all know that Phil was out of there.
I mentioned this to Will Perdue when we were talking about it yesterday. You brought up the Wizards, and the Wizards thing was so conveniently omitted from anything regarding The Last Dance. The whole idea that, yeah, he came back, and not only did he come back, that everything that we've been discussing about the Jordan psychology, pathology, however you want to explain his competitiveness, his ruthless and mean treatment of teammates, abuse of teammates, we saw in Washington how grim that all comes off when he can't be redeemed by his own ability to play basketball in the same way. And so it's not as if we don't have that illustration. We're saying, well, which is it? Is he trying to make people better? Is this motivation? Or is this just him because there's something wrong with him? The answer is it's all of it. But we had so much important evidence of it later on when he came back and just couldn't play as well as he used to play. And it was sort of convenient to not have that as a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, and didn't have somebody as accomplished as Scottie Pippen alongside him, or you know, a coach like Phil Jackson, or assistant coaches like Tex Winter and Johnny Puck. Look, I've said this many times throughout this Last Dance thing. There's a reason why sports dynasties are rare and they're hard. I mean, because it takes a lot of people being really good at their job at the same time over a long period of time. Obviously, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player in my estimation of all time, and you know, one of the greatest competitors and athletes of all time. And the Bulls aren't winning six championships without him. But he didn't do it alone. I mean, you know, you can rip Jerry Krause all you want, and you know, he certainly had some social missteps along the way. But his overall comment to me still captures the right spirit. Organizations I'm sorry, players alone don't win championships. Organizations do. I mean, a lot of people were really good at their job at the same time. And obviously Michael is the best and the best at his job. And you know, he's the main reason the Bulls won six championships. But I think you're to your point, the Wizards stint, you know, showed that he can't do it alone. And, you know, time is undefeated. And when time marches on, the dynasties come to an end, and they can come to a messy end or they can come to a clean end. They rarely come to a clean end. And in this case, they didn't off the court, but they did on the court with the 6-0 mark in the NBA Finals.
We're talking with KC Johnson here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. What are you hearing from the highest levels of the Bulls organization about the early steps and what's going on, the stuff we're not seeing but that is happening as Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley are beginning to remake this team as they want?
Yeah, it's an odd dynamic for us beat writers because obviously if this situation isn't happening, you're, you know, in the gym every day and you're kind of starting to casually get to know these guys. I don't know either of them well. I know Arturis a little bit better than I do Mark. But look, you talk to people that know these guys and their reputation is their reputation for a reason. They're very thorough, considerate and deliberate decision makers. So, you know, they're doing exactly what they've said publicly they're going to do. They're evaluating every department. They're spending time getting to know players via Zoom calls. They're having scouting meetings via Zoom calls. They're meeting with the coaching staffs via Zoom calls, and they're, you know, waiting for definitive action in terms of an NBA calendar. I mean, they're not, in my estimation, they're not going to make any major decisions until that happens. There's just no need to, because there's so much, you know, uncertainty right now with the 1920 timeline and the 2021 timeline. I do think, and I had this point in a story I wrote last week about, you know, Jim's situation. I think in a sign of Arturis's leadership style, he has told everybody that Jim Boylan is the coach of the Bulls. And he's told everybody that emphatically. And I think I think what he's doing is he's empowering Jim to be the coach right now. He is the coach of the Bulls until Arturis makes a decision otherwise. Now, I haven't seen anybody speculate long-term that he's the answer, but I just think it speaks to Arturis' leadership style, and I know that Jim is operating under that assumption as well. So we'll see once we have more of a definitive timeline what the next step is.
What's the latest we have on the timeline? Because it's real quiet on the NBA front.
Well, I that last Silver Board of Governors call, I thought, actually offered some more, the most definitive thing we've had yet. Silver said we'd like to have a final decision on the 1920 season in the next 2 to 4 weeks. That was last Friday. So I do think you're going to see them move towards an announcement, whether it's all 30 teams resuming or a play-in tournament, which is what I've heard more often is the case, a play-in tournament and then into the playoffs. I don't think anything's definitively decided or determined. It's clear that the NBA has a lot of plans in the air, and it's also clear that they want to salvage something. But, you know, no sports league, in my estimation, is going to put anybody at risk. Science is going to dictate everything. You know, Adam Silver's too smart to let anything else other than that happen. But it's clear there's a strong desire to crown a 1920 champion. Whether or not they're going to be able to get there, I can't say.
Well, if a sports league is going to do it, it's going to be the NFL. I think that's been pretty obvious right now. That if we have to handicap it, I wouldn't say no sports league, because they seem pretty damn determined right now. Anyway, KC, great stuff from Jerry Reinsdorf. Good health to you and yours, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Take care.
That is KC Johnson of NBC Sports Chicago. We have the Midday Midway coming up. Hooray! I have an absolutely crazy story about supposedly historic biblical artifacts that may not be exactly what people say they are. And the latest on something that is an ongoing story in that regard, regarding a specific museum in Washington, D.C., that is spending most of its time sending things back to people because they might not be real. Also, we have a couple new invasive species, one that I learned about and I find absolutely fascinating. I didn't know that there was such a thing as a blue dragon. And what it does to people. I thought it was, it sounded kind of made up, or it sounded like something from the Dungeons and Dragons monster manual that I used to just enjoy reading. That was more fun than playing Dungeons and Dragons, was just reading the monster manual. This is something right out of there, but in fact, it is actually real. So some things that are not real and something that is. The Midday Midway is next on The Score.
Start every morning with Mully and Haw from your smart speaker at home.
We've got our friend Ron is on the south side. How you holding up, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, guys. Listen to you all every day, and that's it. You know, waiting for baseball.
Mully and Haw, Chicago's number one sports morning show. Mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
The Chicago Window Guy is open during these difficult times, handling all your window and door needs. Make the call that I did. Call Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. He makes the windows, his people install the windows, and I know from experience he is with you, contact you the entire time. Is everything okay? Are they there yet? How are they doing? Anything else I can do? And the attention that he gives these projects is just great. And you deal directly with him. I had a bunch of windows done. I am thrilled with him. He offers a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. And because of everything that's going on, Russ is offering virtual appointments over the internet or over the phone. So call him. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. The first 10 callers that mention my name, Dan, get 10% off your entire order, 847-881-3060. Check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 866-575-BLUE or visit hereforyouil.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tag not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Every 10 years, the U.S. Census gives communities across America the chance to get the funding they need. But there's a catch. The money is based on counting an accurate number of residents in each state. The fewer people we count, the less money Illinois gets. In Illinois, we deserve our fair share, and it starts with all of us being counted. Visit my2020census.gov or text 987-987 to learn how you can fill out the census today.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Talking to Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, and you created Matt Foley for Chris Farley.
Just saw this guy, you know, I grew up in Naperville, and there were these people who lived down by the DuPage River. There's a bunch of hippies. We used to go to the Burger King there and see these people who were like hanging out under the bridge, and I just had this image of this motivational speaker, which is kind of a new thing at the time in culture of people. Now, Chris wasn't famous, right? He was one of the cast at Second City. He was not a famous guy. No one knew him. When they bought his tickets to Second City, they don't know who they're going to see. The cast is not famous. And they would come in, they would enjoy the show, and when that scene hit, every single night tore the roof off. Everyone, tears in their eyes, laughing.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
We have reached the Midday Midway on this Tuesday. We started out by talking about just how sports are trying to return, and everybody wants it to happen, but this is when we're realizing how little control we actually have over our environment right now as we try to do this, comparing and contrasting baseball and football and hearing some of what's being said about what actually might not be possible despite all these best laid plans. We're in this attenuated time trying to figure it out. Had a wide-ranging conversation with Eric Bischoff, the former executive producer and president of WCW, talking about Dennis Rodman and what that was like at that time. And talking a little bit about Steve McMichael as well and the business of pro wrestling getting back in this environment. Dan Pompey talked about the passing of Michael McCaskey. And Casey Johnson gave us the latest that we're hearing from the Bulls, not just about what's happening now, but how Jerry Reinsdorf has felt about his portrayal and how things were edited through The Last Dance. So a friend of mine sent me this sprawling article a couple of weeks ago from The Atlantic. And the title of it is A Biblical Mystery at Oxford. A renowned scholar claimed he discovered a first century gospel fragment. And this leads, it's a long magazine piece, and it leads to this one time very, very highly respected academic facing allegations of antiquities theft and cover-up and fraud. And you wouldn't believe how far this reaches. It goes all the way, not just through Baylor University, but to the Hobby Lobby owner and the Museum of the Bible that the Hobby Lobby owner opened in Washington. And just the number of fraudulent pieces that were there, the amount of trust that was placed in a small group of people that eventually just kind of became grifters. And some of the details on this, like my jaw just drops reading this thing. It's not quite as phantasmagoric and hallucinogenic as the Val Kilmer story that I tweeted out, but I should send you this thing from The Atlantic because it's really amazing. And it even gets down to this old castle in Waco that this professor buys that ends up being bought by Chip and Joanna Gaines and used for their show. It's amazing. But now there's more in the news today, as I see this from NBC. Federal authorities announced the forfeiture yesterday of an ancient tablet inscribed with part of the Epic of Gilgamesh from a museum backed by the arts and crafts chain Hobby Lobby. The piece is known as the Gilgamesh Dream Tablet, bearing a version of what's considered perhaps the world's oldest work of literature. It was featured at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Hobby Lobby bought it in 2014 for $1.6 million from an auction house that was later found to have lied about its origins, according to federal prosecutors in the Eastern District of New York. In 2017, Hobby Lobby was fined $3 million after the feds said they bought thousands of artifacts that had been smuggled out of Iraq. The company opened the $500 million museum in November 2017. Steve Green is the president of Hobby Lobby and the chairman of the museum. And now court documents filed yesterday assert that this cuneiform tablet, it's one of 12 inscribed with the Gilgamesh tale, was discovered in 1853 in Assyrian ruins in northern Iraq. They bought it from an unidentified auction house, which was told the company the piece was acquired in San Francisco well before 1981, but the tablet was purchased by an unidentified antiquities dealer in 2003 for from the family of the former head of the Jordanian Antiquities Association. And it just, these are incredible Indiana Jones type tales. And what happens is the fervor that people have to want things to be real and true is actually coloring the quality of the science and the quality of the detective work that is being done to actually decide whether or not it is actually true. They want it. They want to believe so badly. And in 2017, it was Green that's called those original purchases regrettable. He said the company should have exercised more oversight and carefully questioned how the acquisitions were handled. In a statement in March, he said the museum had identified 5,000 papyrus fragments and 6,500 clay objects with insufficient provenance, and they were being returned to Egypt and Iraq. So what you may end up having is something resembling an empty museum of the Bible. Okay, so that stuff's not real. This is, and I saw the tease on this, and I saw the headline that says, "Blue dragons wash up on Texas beaches." I'm like, all right, I'll click. You got me on this one. So I click on it, and that led me to click on a bunch of other stuff as well. These things are unbelievable. First of all, they are blue, and they actually do resemble dragons. They're tiny. They're only about 3 centimeters, but they have been washing up Padre Island and throughout the Gulf. Stay away from these things. You think murder hornets are bad. These little things, first of all, when you see them in the water, if you Google blue dragons, they're a sea slug. And when you actually see them sort of pictured in the water, they have this otherworldly appearance to them. And I can only describe the color as truly like gunmetal blue. And they are almost the same color. If you've ever seen How to Train Your Dragon, it's like Toothless, the Night Fury, with that shiny, dark blue color. And they've got the little tentacles on them. And if they were larger, they would actually be fearsome looking. So you say, why are they dangerous? They don't have any stingers or any venom of their own. But you talk about an adaptation. You talk about one of these things where just sometimes nature is ridiculously cool. These particular sea slugs, the blue dragon, guess what they eat? Their favorite food, their primary prey, is Portuguese man of war, which is that big jellyfish with the dangerous stingers, the one with a big sail on it that you see, that people have, I don't know how many beaches you've been to where you've been shut down because you don't want to tangle with those things because that's really painful. They eat those. And not only do they eat man-o-war, they take the cells, the stingers, from them. After they eat it, they take the stinging cells and repurpose them by moving them to their own extremities, and they concentrate the Portuguese man-o-war stinging cells together, making their sting more painful than that of the actual man-o-war itself. So that's pretty awesome. When you figure they adapted to do that, that the ones that were able to do that were more likely to fend off predators themselves, more likely to pass along their DNA, that you talk about survival of the fittest, where a tiny blue thing that looks like a dragon was able to find a way to steal the stinging cells from the Portuguese man-o-wars it was eating, concentrate them in their own skin, and then use that to protect themselves. I'm sorry, but that is really, really awesome. There was a guy on the loose with a flamethrower in Minneapolis, and he's on videotape. There was a public appeal issued Friday. There was an incident in which a bale of packaged recycled materials was set alight on Irving Avenue North in Minneapolis, and the culprit was using a handheld garden-style torch to set fire to the bale, which cost Pioneer Paper $10,000 in damages. It said three white, well, obviously, adult males in their 20s or 30s were observed walking in the direction of Pioneer Paper, and they show the video, and it looks like a pressure washer. It's like a long metal wand with a container of what's got to be propane. And they're calling it a garden torch. Now, you know I don't know anything really about gardening. I've got my little basil plant and my chives in the back, and I have my grass in the front, which, by the way, a texter asked, it's growing in a little bit. I don't want to ruin it, but the grass is kind of growing a little bit. What's a garden torch? Well, what are you doing today, honey? Well, it's a lovely Sunday. I'm going to go out in the garden and burn a bunch of crap. You light stuff on fire? Is it for, like, lighting a pile of leaves? Honest question. When they say a garden torch, is it burning off stubble in a field? Is that... I don't think that's how they do that. Do people burn things that they don't like? Instead of pulling weeds, do they burn them? I've seen people set hornet's nests on fire before using like a long stick where at the end lit on fire. This would be perfect for that. I've seen people use more like a cooking torch for that. But you can have some fun with one of these. I mean, it doesn't have to be illegal. I mean, I would end up probably burning the house down, but I just didn't know there was such a thing as a garden torch. And the texters are saying it's for weeds. The 219, stop acting like an idiot. I am an idiot. I don't know anything about a guy. I don't know what, trust me, I could wander Home Depot and not know what half that crap is and what you do with it and what's supposed to be done. So everyone's saying garden torches to burn weeds out of your garden instead of picking them. Well, that sounds like a whole lot of fun, but really awfully lazy. What is there some advantage there? I don't know. You learn something new every day. So you learn about your blue dragons and your garden torches. And that is the Midday Midway. When we come back, I want you to hear what Bob Costas had to say earlier on the station. The always informed, always intelligent sports broadcaster, one of the greats of his era, whose voice you've heard a lot during The Last Dance, was on the station earlier today, and it was all very interesting stuff. So give it a listen. You're going to hear it next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
While you're doing your part in staying at home, count on The Score to stay informed, stay connected, and stay entertained.
Chris in Gage Park is on The Score. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for keeping me entertained while I work at home.
We're trying.
Tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score and listen to The Score from home. We are Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
You're paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards. How do I know that? Well, I know that the national average credit card rate is over 19% APR. So regardless of the size of your debt, you don't have to pay that. You can refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Whether it's balances from multiple credit cards you want to roll into a single monthly loan payment, or if it's just one payment and you want to pay less interest, you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. It's a lot less than 19%. The application's quick, it's easy, it's 100% online, and you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's what they deliver. Here's what a very satisfied LightStream customer said. He said, I heard about LightStream on the radio, and I'm so glad I had the courage to reach out and try the service. Top-notch customer support and service, streamlined process, no issues or regrets. I would recommend this service to everyone. And right now, you can apply today to get a special interest rate discount to save even more just because you're listening right now. The only way to get the discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. It's LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more information.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tax.